Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Proceeding as though everything is normal, join us at the Winchester Mystery House for our live Halloween broadcast. I did get a note about some of the costume restrictions that are happening. First of all, don't be a clown. As in, do not dress as a clown. They've specifically asked that no one dress as a clown. So if you're thinking about going as a clown, don't do it.
For real?
For real.
Mm-hmm. Winchester said that.
Winchester said that. Also, no sharp objects, pointed objects, materials that could accidentally strike another guest. That sort of makes sense. They also said costume props that surround the entire body are just discouraged because, first of all, they can be difficult to navigate there and that you'll be subject to extra security checks. They're also saying masks and face painting, not allowed, to ensure there's no confusion between their actors at the Winchester Mystery House and our guests. You can wear headwear if it doesn't cover your face. And costumes must be in good taste, may not be offensive, objectionable, or violent.
This came across when?
This morning I saw this.
Yesterday.
Yeah. No, nothing that contains a weapon or could easily be mistaken for a weapon.
They know we're having a costume.
They do
contest.
Yep, smoking and vaping also prohibited on the property. So just listen.
No pets
just,
allowed.
No pets. Just a couple
I
guidelines.
No pets, but no clowns.
No clowns.
What do clowns do to them?
Well, they said that some people. Let's see. In consideration of certain guests were sensitive to such things, we request that there be no clown costumes of any kind. Yeah.
You can go to RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, the whole thing is on there. We just want to, I want to make sure we get that out there. I don't want there to be any problem with anybody who shows up that morning and just wants to have a good time. And they're like, sorry, Bozo, you're out. Sorry, Ronald. It's not happening. No willy whistle. You can't come in. So 6 to 9 a.m., we're going to be broadcasting from the Winchester Mystery House. And we will have all kinds of prizes for costumes that adhere to these rules. The Organic Coup is bringing us breakfast while that lasts, and Psycho Donuts will also be dropping some
fantastic
stuff down.
Yeah.
Start your Halloween morning at San Jose's spookiest spot. My voice feels so tired, so usy for the last, Sunday and Monday. By the way, we finished the first Harry Potter book yesterday. 8 hours a day I'm reading this kid's books.
Oh, wow.
Your
there's nothing
kids
to do.
Are sitting there listening to you read books.
Yeah, we're all into it. Even John's sitting there. And so
your
last
oldest
night,
boy who has a license and keys and a car and money
can't get away from you.
Doesn't split and go do things with his friends.
We started on Sunday reading the first Harry Potter, and they were just laughing and we were having a good time and got about halfway through the book the first night. And then yesterday, Sean was like, oh, Mom, reread the... Read the book, read the book.
Uh-huh. Your youngest was?
Yeah, he's so into it. He's like, oh man, as soon as we get the power back, let's watch all the movies in a row. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Anything to do stuff with you guys. So then last night, my throat started just getting so tired. So at about 6 o'clock, I go, well, I have to stop. And John said, I'll take over. So John read for 2.5. I fell asleep on the couch listening to it.
Oh, sweet.
It was cute, but man, I'm telling you, my voice is just ragged out. Like, it is no joke. Talking and reading, and I'm doing all the voices and stuff. And
I love your kids. 18-year-old me would have never sat for that bleep.
Yeah, 18 and 20. I can't believe how old they are now. Just goes so fast.
And my mom's a nice lady. I mean, she's nice.
Yeah.
There's no reason why, but
it's been been a delightful reconnection. Just
would
the four of us hanging out together, talking. Going for walks when it's dark and scary outside. And so dark. But you know what's, I don't want to say there's anything upsetting about someone having a generator. I think that's great. If you've got one, it's wonderful. But it's there isn't silence. Like, remember when we were kids, there would just be silence when the power went out. Now it's just like, and then you walk down the next street and you get closer. It fades away.
Now you have to get one. That way you have your own.
Yeah.
We do have to get one. It's ridiculous. I don't know. how we don't have one. Why don't we have one of those? I'm like, why does everyone have one? Can I go to their house and take a shower? I can't take another cold shower. I just can't do it. And it was so cold last night. I'm like, I totally need a shower, but I'm not going to.
You do have gas, though, right?
So we do have gas.
Tankless water heater. That's what it is.
Yeah, we have a tankless, so that needs electricity to,
right.
Mm-hmm. to fire up.
Computer. Right.
Such a bummer, man. Yikes. I'm like, let's get a generator and just plug the shower into it. The fridge is already gone. Like, forget the fridge. I don't even care about that. I'll eat meal bars. I just don't care. But a shower. Oh, my God. And then I also feel like when I took my shower on Sunday, that I was so bummed out by the cold water. I don't think I rinsed all the conditioner out of my hair. Like, my hair feels like tacky. Mm. Oh, God, I'm a mess. Come hug me.
Well, you probably smell like conditioner, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's worse smells than that.
It's gross. My hair just doesn't feel clean. Ugh. My friend has one of those Tesla power walls. I'm going to hit him up today. Be like, hey.
Hit him up.
Hey, can I come shower at your house, please?
No problem. Let me get the cameras turned on. We're ready.
Let me drill a
come
hole.
Come on in. I'll be like, who cares? Go ahead. See my 100-year-old body. Fine. How about it? You'll love it. We're going to start the trash today with nudity, because why not?
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
What are you going to show
us? What? You saw this already. By the way, Bryn goes, I go, hey, man, did you hear about the girls who flashed the camera at the World Series?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, well, I'm going to have to, you know, for the sake of the show.
Yeah, for work.
Research.
You know, did you get the actual shot?
Yeah, we have
it. You have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shot of the TV, really, though.
So
funny is it's the control room guys who are watching this.
No,
so
I think it's somebody's house.
Well, who's is that what it is?
It's somebody's house.
Oh, okay.
Just zooming in their TV. And I realize they don't really say vulgar words, but they do say the T word.
Oh. Did you bleep it? Because they're
it is fun. I didn't bleep it. I just
they're
have
just
the video
dudes,
here for you.
They're just dudes, you know?
It's hilarious.
Just,
like they've never seen it before.
Like they've never seen boobs before.
You guys, I swear, it is like, it's like coffee, the first coffee in the morning. It's the best feeling to see naked boobs. Oh, a couple of them are doing it.
Oh, yeah, there's two of them.
I was looking at the one on the left.
Who's involved.
The one on the left is just sitting there.
Yeah.
The other one just did an up and down.
Yep. Boom.
Oh, boom.
Nice.
So what I had read about them is they're apparently Instagram stars.
Yeah. Well, there's a thing called, it's called Shag Mag.
Yeah, Shag Mag.
It's an adult website that the women model for.
Oh.
And they're definitely trying to get publicity for it. But they're all now, like, we're just trying to raise awareness for breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
Like, really? Because it just looked like boobs to me. I didn't see any, you know. Breastcancer.org.
It's always been a thing. What was that lady's name? Morgan? Morgan the Kiss. There was a lady who used to run onto the baseball field in, I want to say, the 70s or 80s, and she had giant knockers.
Oh, knockers.
And she ended up in, I think she did a Playboy spread
Morgana
because
the
of
Kissing
that's,
Bandit.
That's her.
What's her
is
name?
Is that her?
I think so. Oh, is this the chick?
Yeah, giant knockers. I think she did topless stuff, though, too.
I recognize her by her boobs.
Let me see if I can find that.
Look at those.
Bless you.
Anyway, it's not new. It's
boobs have been around for years.
No, I mean the
you're right about that, Vinny.
The flashing at the sporting events is.
Well, these women's names are Julia Rose, Lauren Summer, and the third woman is Kayla Lauren. They were standing right behind home plate, and they freed the nipple during the seventh inning. It's not clear if any players saw them, but the cameras caught it, and now they're banned from Major League ballparks.
Aww.
Julia posted the letter she received from the league saying, "You violated the fan code of conduct by exposing yourself during the seventh inning in order to promote your business. You are hereby banned from all Major League Baseball stadiums and facilities indefinitely."
They must have spent... Or their company must have spent bank getting them those seats.
Oh, they're great seats. They're right there where all the
shots
are going to be.
Where the camera can't help but get them.
Right.
They actually said they bought them themselves, but I don't know if that means the magazine bought them. They didn't know which game they were going to just yet, but they had planned this. Oh, and they were originally behind home plate.
They were there.
Were they? Because they were told to move or to put their jackets up to not show the... What's the name of the... Shag Mag is the name of it,
but I didn't see anything written on their shirts.
Their shirts,
or anything.
In fact, that already went through my head. Lost opportunity not having the logo of your company
right.
On the shirt. Duh.
Well, then they made a video claiming that they were trying to raise awareness for breast cancer. Right. Don't believe it. And then they did an interview with TMZ because, of course, they're on a publicity tour. Our boobs are on TV, and you should go look at them on your computer. They pointed out men can take off their shirts anytime they want, and they never get in trouble.
Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with girls taking their shirts off at all, but it's something I've tried. I've questioned it so many times. Why do I love boobs? Why?
Why?
It's biological. It's something that I have no idea about. Well, what is it?
Even we like boobs. I like boobs.
Right, but what?
I'll crash my car over a pair of boobs. So
what is it? I don't know. They offer.
They're just so jiggly and free.
There's some comfort.
Yeah.
And they're pretty. But the idea that they're not necessary for when you're doing it.
No.
And yet.
But they are part of the.
Yeah, it's part of the whole thing.
It's part of the scenario.
I'm just saying.
Oh, look at those things bounce.
It's hard to explain why men can't.
Handle it. Yeah. And yet we all know you can't. And that's why we have to keep our tops on.
I told you guys a million times. The lady, the neighbor across the way when I lived in Carlsbad, who was washing her dishes topless.
Yeah.
We couldn't not. I'd seen him. I'm still seeing him. 5 minutes passes. I'm still looking at him. And I can't pull away. And I have my roommate's home. And I'm like, I got to somehow get upstairs and tell him to look. And I finally go, all right. The view hasn't changed.
She's got plenty of dishes left to do there.
I it doesn't appear that the vagina is going to make an appearance anytime soon. So let me run upstairs. I run upstairs. And there's my roommate glued to the window.
Yeah. There's something about
it.
Boobs are magnetic. Well, what's wrong with him? He didn't come down and tell you either.
The same problem I was having, the inner turmoil. If I walk away and they're gone, they might be gone forever.
I'll never see boobs again.
I can't
take a chance.
What is wrong with us?
Nothing. It's just
love ladies.
It's the way you're wired.
Right.
Okay, so that's all for boobs. I'm sorry. I'm going to do a boring story about Netflix and how fast you can watch movies.
I like Netflix. That's not boring.
Netflix is testing a new feature where users can speed up or slow down the pace of shows. They're saying you can do this on YouTube. I didn't even realize you could. I guess you can, right? If you just drag your cursor, you can make it go faster or slower. So you can slow the playback speed down.
No, you can speed it up and slow it down.
Oh, you can? Mm-hmm. Just like hit a...
Yeah, there's an option, basically.
Does it still play the audio or now you're...
Yeah, let me see if I can play some for double speed or something.
All right.
Let me try this.
So it means you can watch scenes in slow-mo or
Here's
burn through shows
it, right?
faster. Okay. Oh, we're going to need to see that in slow-mo, my friend.
Yeah, that's all right. Let's go in slow-mo.
Let's go backwards to where she's running.
Let's go like half speed here.
You hear the crowd? They love it. She's not even naked.
No.
She ended up doing a nude spread in Playboy, I believe.
Well, she is busty. Anyway, she's there she is, sped up and slowed down. What I thought was the speeded up one looked more like Benny Hill.
No wonder.
Oh,
you
know.
Hear
me
something?
You know.
Me and you know. I totally watched Benny Hill. You know what we put on last night?
What'd you put on?
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, how was that?
Well,
I love Mr. Rogers.
I didn't really watch him, so I don't know when I hear about all of the great things he's accomplished on behalf of young people. I don't really know of him.
What
so,
did the kids think?
They liked it. I sat there with my
daughter
it's
very calming
and watched
he's so
it.
Sweet.
I remember the little puppets.
Always a nice lesson in there.
Yeah.
About how to treat other people.
But it was neat. It was cool. Speaking of, you know. And
you
I think.
You got to take care of your fish, you know. Put your sweater on.
It might have been
shoes
Amazon
off.
Prime. I don't know where the missus found it. I was going to say Netflix to stick with your theme here. But
I don't know if it
been.
Is or not.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh, it's quite all right. I mean,
the
Mr. Rogers.
The movie's coming out soon, though, right?
The one with Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers.
I've been seeing commercials for it.
Yeah. I haven't seen any commercials, but I have seen some stories about that. There's also that. Isn't there a documentary last year that came out about him?
Mm-hmm.
Man, could there be more dust? Every time I move my papers, like clouds of dust just go around here.
Well.
Did you bring it from home?
I guess I must have. Maybe I did. Maybe I'm just dusty. I'm just pig pen because I can't take a shower.
Do we have a dust? What do they call those?
Dust buster?
Oh, a feather duster?
Yeah. Any of those lying around?
I always feel like those just stir it up. They just stir it up.
You don't know.
I don't. You're
the
right.
Doc's called Won't You Be My Neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so the movie is out November 22nd.
Well, just quickly back to this Netflix thing. Right. Nobody's ever happy with anything. Judd Apatow has gathered all the directors around him and says, "You can't do this. That's, you're messing with our art." Meanwhile, I'm like, you can fast forward DVDs and CDs and stuff. I don't know how this is different. He is very angry. He tweeted, "Netflix, no. Don't make me have to call every director and show creator on earth to fight you on this. Save me the time. I will win, but it'll take a ton of time. Don't F with our timing. We give you nice things. Leave them as they were intended. Distributors don't get to change the way content is presented. If you want to go watch The Godfather in 90 minutes, then go invent your own personal machine. Streamers should not be allowed." So the directors of Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, Ant-Man, The Incredibles, everyone's already backing them up, along with Breaking Bad star Aaron Paul.
My goodness.
Netflix says, "It's just a test. We're always experimenting with new ways to help members use Netflix. This test makes it possible to vary the speed at which people watch shows on their mobiles. As with any test, it may or may not become a permanent feature on Netflix."
A lot of people binge podcasts that way, too. Our podcasts, for example.
You can put them on double speed.
Double speed or
even just tick it up a little bit.
Yeah, like 1.5.
Yeah, and then it just takes you a little bit less time to listen. Anyway, Netflix is catching it. All right, Vin, what's coming up?
Oh, my. How about holiday shopping season?
Oh, my God.
It yeah.
Can't be already. No. Say no.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. New episodes of the Johnny Mosley podcast drop every Monday, so there's a new one that came down yesterday. Bryn, you work so hard to get those up there. You can find them at RadioAlice.com or Radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app.
Yeah.
You get radio.com and then you listen to the show.
Yep.
Smooth and easy.
Sure. All our podcasts are up there. Easy as pie.
Right.
Silky smooth.
Try radio.com.
.com.
Cares. I have a t-shirt that says radio.com cares. I don't know what that means.
Well, just care about stuff, man. Caring. Loving.
Right.
Giving.
Here's what's happening. PG&E has been working hard to restore power, and then they will take it away. I got mine back yesterday. Sarah did not.
I would have loved to just get a couple hours. Yeah, the rest of my town did. I'm the only one. My street. They hate me.
PG&E,
they must have heard the mean things I've been saying about them.
Late yesterday that it's moving forward with another round of outages beginning today.
Mm.
The midweek outages are expected to impact over 500,000 customers in 29 counties. And I actually have the pre-plan,
all right,
whether or not this will stick. You know, that's, you're going to have to stay up to date elsewhere, probably with them directly to know exactly. But 5 a.m., Butte, Plumas, Tehama, Trinity, and Shasta. 7 a.m., Humboldt, Mendocino, Sonoma, Lake, Napa, Solano, and Yolo. It goes on and on. All the way down through the peninsula.
Oh, jeez.
It looks like Marin, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, San Mateo, Alameda, Contra Costa happening at 11 p.m. tonight.
Well, so maybe I will get
other
some.
End of the
Why
clock.
Would they bother to turn me back on just to turn me off?
I
again?
Wouldn't.
I know.
Because they have to check all the lines and then turn them on only to turn them off again. It's so weird. It's such
Sucks.
A weird thing to think that they can just...
F with us like this?
Well, somewhere. I mean, is it computer?
I don't know.
Is it a computer where, you know, some guy behind it?
Right.
Ultimately, it's not a switch, right?
I truly do. I picture giant red handled
I know.
Well, didn't turn-offs. They name those three guys a couple weeks ago who are the ones that decide?
No,
together?
They name the guys who decide, but my point is someone behind a computer, like, that. I actually was wondering. We only imagine electricity as being... A light switch.
Flick it on and flick it off.
Whether it's the, you know, the flat kind or the
toggle.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's a guy in a computer saying
with
this grid.
A grid, yeah.
Execute.
Enter.
And
I mean, maybe
he
that's...
He skips over his neighborhood.
It might be kind of fun. Who knows?
Skip my street. Mm. Yo, I'm sure it is.
Some,
probably feels pretty powerful.
Yeah. Christmas is right around the corner.
Oh, my
everyone,
God.
As you well know.
Thanks. Throw that on the pile of things I have to think
the
about.
The countdown is on.
About half of Americans will do most of their holiday shopping where?
Online.
On Amazon, specifically. Oh. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Can you get me Holly Jolly, too?
A little Holly Jolly Christmas. That's nice.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
From Bublé?
Yeah, Bublé's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm feeling hollier and jollier every moment.
Oh, you got a big smile on your face.
I do. I can't.
Don't
how could I not?
It.
Oh, my God. Bring it on.
A new survey says about half of Americans say they'll do most of their holiday shopping on Amazon this year. That includes 36% of people who do most of their shopping there already. 11% say, I'm going to buy all the gifts there. Why would I go anywhere?
Right.
Why would I deal with that?
I don't want to.
Scenario. Parking. People. Yeah.
Because a lot of times you order something and then it's just...
It's a disappointment.
Crap.
An utter disappointment.
Like that awful...
eyelashes?
Costume. No, she got those from Instagram, right?
Yeah, I did.
No, my crappy costume that I got from Instagram. It's horrible.
Which one?
Oh, you ordered something from...
From Amazon.
Oh.
That cat suit I told you about?
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, it's awful. It's hideous.
Are you going to return
it? Fire hazard.
Oh, a fire hazard? Is it made out of straw?
It feels like it.
It's unwearable.
I just,
it's
I
not
know
like
how
a spandex thing
it.
Where it's going to, you know, where it's tuck, nipping and tucking where it needs to. And it's literally made out of cats.
It's just awful.
Oh, that's terrible to hear.
I know.
That is terrible to hear.
I might have to go to the party store and see what they have left.
They don't have anything left.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, my God.
According to a separate poll, it looks like we spend about 20 minutes researching prices on each item we buy on different websites before we buy our Christmas presents for people. Mm. That's good on you.
Well, you should take a minute, you know. I always try to find a coupon, too. You just type in the name of the thing and coupon and like all these like Retail Me Nots. That's a big one.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll give you, you know, sometimes it's just free shipping. Other times, you know, you get a percentage off. It's nice. Right.
The hardest person to buy for, according to this, is Dad.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's the way at my house,
yeah,
too.
It's tough.
Dad's got what he wants.
Right.
Don't buy him anything. And don't try and force him into pajamas either. I don't want to.
Stop it. Just wear the pajamas.
I don't wear pajamas. I'm not doing it.
Wear them for the pictures, Vinny.
I want to teach my kids that if you don't want to wear the uniform, then don't wear it.
Oh, don't worry. Your kids will learn plenty about being difficult from you. I don't think you need to make any spot lessons.
Sounds like they already have.
Jesus, I know. Kids are difficult.
No, they're actually...
But good job.
They love the dress up. The party they went to already, the baby was a narwhal. So cute. And the older one was... Audrey.
Her name's Isla. Oh, my God.
I already forgot her name.
Audrey Hepburn. No.
Oh.
Audrey.
Was it Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yes. With
Audrey
with
Hepburn.
The bun. Yeah. And the black
and
little
pearls.
I saw that. Oh, my God.
And the pearls. She was holding a cup of
wonderful.
Something.
Like a cup of tea.
Is that part of the, I don't
know.
Don't
they have breakfast
at Tiffany's?
They have like a, well, or maybe a mimosa. I don't know. I can't remember what they had for breakfast at Tiffany's.
The miss is like sort of improved that real quick as they were headed out to a party because she didn't want to spoil the costume she's going to wear for. And I knew who it was.
Oh.
I was like, well, first I actually said, are you your mom? She goes, no, I'm. And then she doesn't even know who that is. She's never seen that, but she told me who it was. And I went, oh, all right. Okay.
The LBD.
Well, the grown-ups are going to know who you are at this party and the kids are going to go WTF.
Right. You go, what? I'm dressed up as an older lady. That's all.
Anyway, mom's a close second. Hardest person to buy for Christmas.
It's hard. I'm always just like, go to the kitchen store. Give me a nice bowl. You know I like those kids.
Another bowl?
I'll take all the bowls I can get.
You don't need more bowls.
Listen, someday when there's no power and I got to catch rain in bowls, I'm going to have plenty of bowls. You guys are going to be coming over my house going, got
can
any
I
spare
have a
bowl?
Bowls? Yeah.
I wonder how many people, because it's crossed my mind, and I'm truly not one of those fatalists or those people who wants to build a underground
bunker.
I'm not one of those people.
Right.
And I don't want to be. And yet, it's crossed my mind. Yeah. Should I sell and get out of here? Because if this is how this is going to be, how does it get better?
Yeah, don't ask me how it gets better. I'm just I feel like there's something wrong right now. There's something really wrong. Like, and look, okay, my power's out. It's not that big a deal. But it's just this, like, baseline anxiety that I think everyone's feeling. Not only am I, you know, kind of bummed because I can't charge my crap. Like, who cares about that? But, like, the fires are super, like, smelling the fire. Whoa. And there's no power. And it's everyone's kind of on edge.
Let me add, someone wrote this yesterday, and I didn't get to it because we ran out of time yesterday.
Right.
It was so weird.
I know.
Anyway.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. Someone wrote in and said, so let me get this straight. California has asked me to go solar and go electric, and now we're getting all that turned off.
Yeah. Like, so the charging my car, the car is
I
a whole thing.
An electric car, mm-hmm. not me, this person's writing that and saying, and now I can't use it.
Right.
Craziness.
Like, that's a real
like I am
kick
looking
in the Richard.
Online for maps of where I can go get my car charged, since, you know, at the fast chargers.
Doesn't sound like there's enough around either.
Well, I'm going to leave my house 15 minutes early tomorrow and stop at the one down the street.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I did radio in a small town and they don't pay you any money. So like to go to Wyoming and do a radio show, there's just not enough people there for me to make even a living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, a DJ.
What do we need that for?
Yeah.
Can you do the farm report?
Right. 925 says, sorry, guys, I'm bailing on Cali. Been here 35 years. Quality of life is terrible here. Tent cities everywhere, broken clog freeways, crazy taxes.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
It's really sad.
It does seem like, what do they call that, a tipping point for probably a lot of people who are saying, especially if you're in tech and you can live. Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, that was just my headphones. Okay. Thought, whoa, we're going out right now.
PG&E's taking us out. They hate us.
Stop talking about them.
Stop talking about them, and maybe they'll leave our power on.
Turn them off.
I could see if you're in tech and you can work anywhere, why you would go, yeah, let's go invest in a farm, like a land in Wyoming, and have killer winter skiing.
Or even Texas, where they, you know, all the tech companies are moving there. And you get big old spreads. Mm-hmm. Or horrible tract housing.
I hate saying it because I love my home state.
Hello. I'll tell you one thing there isn't in Wyoming. Surf.
Right.
I guess you could build one of those big pools like out in Lemoore.
Well, if you ever wonder why I'm right. so like sort of anxious about it, it's because I do realize whether it's my health or an inevitable move, it ain't going to last forever for me surfing, you know? So I got to do it while I can. Like I'm going today.
Yeah.
Right after work. Stuff's in the car.
Great. It's good that you can.
Got to.
Yeah, my hobby's shut down, man.
Oh.
I know. I can't sew anything.
Well, hold on.
You go back to your little sewing with a needle.
That is not fun. Get my thimble out. Yep. Stab myself in the hand.
Anyway, holiday shopping, everyone.
Mm.
Have fun.
Do.
I love it. This is interesting and not really a surprise. The website dating.com did Halloween-themed survey on ghosting, and they say that
ghosting.
Almost everybody's been ghosted.
Yeah.
Almost every, like 92% of people say, yeah, person just disappeared on me.
Yeah.
We were cruising, and then we weren't.
All of a sudden, I was out. Sucks.
Well,
I
don't think it sucks because I do think that, in a sense, if someone's not interested in you, they should bail. And not string you along. And I think it's worse if someone's
but it's hard.
Let me keep a few balls in the air. Now you're just somebody's balls. Yeah. You're just a ball in the air. And someone's just keeping you up there in case they got nothing to do on Thursday. Then they'll slot you
in. I don't want to be that person either. I don't want
to
be slotted in. I don't want to be a ball. But it is hard when someone ghosts you, because especially if you feel like, hey, this is happening. Mm. You know? And then all of a sudden they're quiet. You're like, oh, did they die?
Well, that is interesting.
I'm concerned about
the face
them.
Of the earth.
Right.
That someone has a vibe that it's going well when the other person has a vibe that this is not going at all.
Well, sometimes it's hard to get a vibe on text. And if someone is bouncing you back, quickly each time you text them, and all of a sudden they're not, you're like, what happened. And people want to know that. I get that you don't. I mean, you're a guy who's cut and dry. Like, oh, you're not talking to me anymore? Great, I'm not talking to you either. But most people aren't like that. They're like, what happened and where are you and why did what
well,
did I do?
I'll give you an example. I told you that first date I went on with this one lady, and she's in the date. She's like, she's got this weird look on her face, and I ask her what, you know, what's up? And she's like, well, I've got this dentist, and I'm not sure. Do I want a DJ over a dentist? And I'm looking at her like, what are you talking about? And I guess
as
that's
in,
what
I can
she's
have
talking
anybody
about.
I want.
And I
do
just,
I want you or do
is,
I want this other guy?
I'm going to eat my food and leave. And I never talked to her again.
Yeah,
I didn't write her. I didn't say we should.
Did she reach out to you?
I don't think. I didn't pay any attention to it.
she also decided on the dentist.
And there was no kiss, and there was no effort at all. Like at that point in the conversation, I went, "Oh, you're weird." In my opinion, I'm sure that.
Well, in her head, she thought she could have you if she wanted.
Well, I'm sure that there are people out there who's like, she's just being real, dude.
Real bitchy. How about don't break up your other boyfriends while we're on our date?
I know.
How about let's try and have fun on our date?
It just felt
see how it goes.
Super weird.
It's just conceited.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but it was.
It's gross.
The last
yeah.
piece of effort I made the rest of
well,
my.
Well, I'm sure she was expecting you to step up and try to win her
Maybe.
Over. Maybe she wanted to make it a competition.
Well, here's why I'm better.
Yeah.
Half of people who've been ghosted still don't know why.
And that's because there really isn't a reason usually. People just
well, no,
like,
they,
eh, it's
the
not
three
that
most
into
common
you.
Reasons are you lost interest or the sparks didn't fly on that first date.
Yeah, it's all just.
Or you showed up and they didn't look like that profile pic they'd posted.
What? You gotta be kidding me. You look like that girl's ma. You put a picture of your daughter up there?
Ghosting.
It's a thing. Ghosting is a great word for it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I like ghosting. The guy died, obviously. Or the girl, whatever.
I wonder who does it more, guys or girls? I don't have that in my survey.
I don't know. I'm sure it's probably pretty equal, you know? Yeah. People get sick of other people.
78% of people who've ghosted someone say they'd do it again, and they don't even feel bad about it.
Well, that's the world. We don't feel bad about anything we do.
Well, dating is,
sure.
You know, you're trying each other out.
Yeah.
You either click or you don't.
Well, and the beauty of online dating is that it's not like you're going to run into that person at work every day.
Right.
You know, well, I never have to see that person again if I don't want to.
And dating ain't free. It's not like you could just keep trying.
Right.
And I definitely had that happen, too, where this lady was like, you need to give us another try. I don't think we click. I really don't. We seem to argue, and I don't.
We're arguing right now.
I don't really know why we argue, but we argue.
Yeah.
And there's.
And I can tell after one date that
we're
this is
a no. We're
just
two people hanging out. We shouldn't be arguing.
Right.
I'm not really that kind of
looking
dude.
Looking for someone that I'm going to mesh with.
Like, we hang. We click. We get each other.
Sure. We laugh at each other's jokes. We finish each other's sandwiches.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever you want to call it. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash? Oh, so do you want me to do a few texts?
Sure,
or?
Go ahead. Squeeze them in.
All right.
God knows what's going on with the computer.
Is it still?
I don't know. I have
is
no idea.
Buggy?
There's all these weird colors on there. I don't understand.
Oh.
And,
oh, yeah, yeah. I can change that.
That's all right. It's fine. I just, I'm totally trusting you to make sure that the commercials are there.
Chico listener here.
Chico!
Chico! My mom is in Nevada and her power's been out since Saturday evening. Does anyone know when she might get the power back? PG&E website doesn't say. I don't think they know. I know that
they're... I thought Nevada got their power back yesterday.
She didn't get hers back.
Oh,
but the truth is
either.
That they're going to start doing cuts again. So maybe they just figured...
Leave it off.
What's the point in checking all the lines, turning you on, and then having to cut you again?
I'm just so bitter that the rest of my town has power and I don't have power. I just want to do one load of laundry, please. I just want to have one hot shower.
Right.
Sorry, I'll be fine.
Right on the front page, it's the very first story. Here's when and where PG&E will shut off power today.
Mm-hmm.
And if you type in, click on the article, and if you type in your address, it will tell you.
Oh, great. Well, mine's not even on.
Done.
I know.
Done.
I'm coming in there on the break. Okay. All right, coming up, Silicon Valley, right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.